package of people we put together for economic development in our region. I concur with Trey's comments regarding communication and, again, what the office and operation facilities will look like will be dictated on what our financial situation is and what the needs of the organization are as we move forward. Board composition, I think I am an advocate for long-term lengths. I say we add a sixth voting member. Every community gets two members. That way it doesn't matter who the chairman is. We're all one interconnected system. And if we've got shared equal membership across the board, then there's no fight, there's no change back and forth. It doesn't matter who the chairperson is. That's my opinion there.
Thank you. Jeremy?
Boy, it's going to be hard to follow that. I tell you, that was fantastic. So I see that, as Trey had said, that the FERC process is going to be an important part of the next 10 years, and we will be fully engulfed in that 10 years from now. I think that we'll, I would like to see that we have some integration into our system, and that we also are going to be focused on modernization of existing facilities and infrastructure. As far as kind of electric or different services we can do with utilities, I think that it would be really nice if we had gave the communities options for implementation of a small solar program. I think that would give the ratepayers some ability to feel like that they have some control over what's happening for them personally, and would have minimal impact as far as rates against the SEPA in itself. Employees, I think that obviously we're going to see a lot of new employees at that time. So succession planning and knowledge management will have been something that was a strong focus of this current board and in the near future, because those are going to be very important to us. As far as our financial statements go, I don't see that there's going to be dramatic change as far as what we see there, although I think it would be wise for us to look at what cost opportunities are lost that we don't currently focus on, or lost revenues because of unused assets. As far as economic development goes, in 10 years, we look forward, we see ADAC and the environmental regulations being tighter every year after year. I would foresee that with increased tourism and cruise ship development in the Southeast Alaska, the anti-idling laws may be a real reality. So that might be something that we really need to focus on and come up with a plan to how to attack that. I'm also inclined to believe that our weather patterns might be a repeat of what we have seen, maybe not to the extreme, this past 2 years. So having the additional assets, planning for like wind and things to mitigate that without the additional hydro. As far as offices and facilities go, obviously there's already plans in the works for that. I would see that we have a consolidated facility in Ketchikan, and then we would be also utilizing teleconferencing a bit more. I would also like to see that we provide those meetings via video or TV for the citizens, because I think another thing that in 10 years will be super important is that we have a good communication with the citizens and the ratepayers directly in the communities. And so I think good messaging, but by the time we get to 2030, we will have a really great relationship with the community as a whole. And I think that's something that we will be working on. And as far as the board goes, I do also agree that having a static board in the sense that we don't have a rotating seat would be healthy for the organization. I would see that there would be more voting members and fewer alternates would be also a good thing for us. And then the length of the terms would also provide stability. Okay.
Thank you, Jeremy.
I'm going to have to mirror pretty much just about what everybody said for the sake of time and such, too. But perhaps maybe that we've grown, like we talked about, growing into another hydro project. demands additionally based on the cruise ship industry coming to town to all of our communities, maybe even the tie-ins of Cake or Metlakatla at that time too, depending on where that went. Employees, low profile, rate structures. I'm gonna jump ahead just because all that's been covered by everybody and their brother. I don't see the weather patterns being any different than they have been. Rain cyclical in Southeast, we're still gonna be the rain capital of the world, so hydro is gonna be a big thing for us. Offices, 4300 Tongass, just like everybody was saying, you know, warehouse and offices, we've got the properties now. But I think my biggest thing would be the composition of the board, and I believe Lisa kind of touched on it. I would actually, based on a collaborative effort that Northern Grid and Southern Grid are all hand in hand, everything works together that way, that we would eliminate that roving seat, go to four members per community, two members being municipal and two members being non-municipal members, and all 12 being voting. So you're actually adding just two board members to this whole thing, and all 12 vote seats at a 2 to 3 year term, and then revolving chair. That's my thoughts in a nutshell.
Thanks, sir.
Yeah, and I guess just to start in the succession, like just looking at the board currently right now, four of the five in 10 years more likely won't be retired from this board. And that's across the board and basically any assembly in Southeast, like our own assembly in Petersburg. And that was part of the reason that I actually got appointed on this is people applied that had more knowledge, but they're looking for younger people to gain some of what you guys already know, basically. And coming into that, I think I've learned a lot just from basically this round discussion now, and so I didn't have quite the future. I don't know. I don't have the background, so I don't have maybe as much of an outlook on what exactly it'll be. I think regulation policy, it'll continue to favor us, I hope, because I think it's a zero carbon neutral energy source, so I hope that's the case. I hope we can diversify maybe our power supply. So again, I don't know the exact answer to that, but there was recently a letter brought to the Borough Assembly that said maybe solar in Southeast, as funny as that may sound, but basically it's counterintuitive to if it rains a lot, then we're good on hydro. If it doesn't, then solar might help us out there. So on a year-to-year basis, it might be a good mirror. I'll be interested to see exactly how SEPA's like role changes. Like right now, basically we're delivering hydropower at the cheapest rate possible. And as we've talked about, I guess it'll be interesting to see if our role changes where it will be, as Bob said, 100% renewable, and the communities depend on SEPA for all of their energy and don't have any backup. So I'm not sure where that'll be, but I agree. I think finances will be similar. But I like Bob's idea of having shovel-ready projects, basically. I don't know, I'm sure there's going to be federal grants. I know like the STI was almost completely grant-funded, I think $110 million, $115 million. So it seems like if projects like this that are carbon neutral, there's money for this. So if we have some foresight, might be able to do that. And yeah, like I said, I think I'm short and sweet because I don't have that much of a background yet. So.
Thank you. Robert?
So what will SEPA look like in 2030? I think we're going to have some other types of generation. We're going to have some wind. I think that if we have continued climate change, that we should always be open to the fact that there's a solar option. I think wind makes a lot more sense. New hydro is a possibility, although it's expensive. I think there's going to be a big push towards having renewable energy as opposed to supplementing with diesel. Let's have 100% renewable. I think that's politically savvy to think about. It might become more. How many employees will they have? I think if we have more projects, diverse projects, it'll require a few more people. So that's just a given. Load profiles. I think Ketchikan is going to grow just because of its position in geographic and the size of the community already. I don't see where Wrangell and Petersburg have growth potential. So there'll be some offsetting values there. Although there is a underlying need that people will pay for renewable energy. So as we move forward, it's not exactly the cost, but it's in fact what they're buying with their money. Rates are just going to be cost a kilowatt hour. That's the way we do business. Financial statements, that's a CEO thing. The staff does good jobs with those. Economic development, I see, oh my gosh, I'm completely opposed to any of that discussion other than providing wholesale power to our customers. I would not support any auxiliary agreements with any other group. I can see that is nothing but a big problem, child. That's beyond our scope of authority, it's beyond our scope of responsibility. I don't want to do it.
Well, and just to make sure, like right now, we're doing this just kind of painting your picture. So just to understand we don't.
That's my picture is that you provide wholesale power and we don't diversify into the business of somebody else.
Right.
Okay. How do you really feel about it?
So our CEO, and here's the voice of the industry, so our voice of our agency, and that's his job for communications. I think we've already decided the place in Ketchikan is a good idea. So let's move forward with doing whatever we have to make that a reality. What the board look like, we'll have 2-year terms, I don't know. I think the idea of having an alternate for every position seems a little bit redundant, but it's going to look a lot like it is only 2-year terms.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Mr. Gibson.
Do you want mine?
Yes, sir.
Well, I'm thinking that it won't be much change. Same products. You have the retirees, but you know how many employees is to be determined. There should be some changes in the generation mix, but I also think that the capital constraints that are in the state and the economy of the communities are going to be things that really have to be balanced, and that's sort of what drives me. The low profile is going to be the same with some minor changes. Basic monthly charges, just everything's going to be rolled in as it is now. I don't have a comment on the financial statements. The economic development, I'm in Robert's camp. I don't know if it's legal. I had to defer to the JAA about that. Certainly not legal down for the PUDs down in Washington. I just don't know. But you should let the communities do that. Your job's utilities get in so much trouble when they go away from their core principles and their core values. Not your deal. I assume engaging the community and all the regulators that you'll do that through the APA like you do now for pretty much, you know, except when you have a direct issue that you need to deal with. Ketchikan is going to be there and probably look the same in the board. You know, I don't know that the board is talking the right way, but I don't know if it has the courage to make a change in the board to do something to move it forward for the next 30 years at this point.
Can you elaborate on it a little more?
Well, meaning they're community oriented.
I don't have courage.
And you have to give.
That's exactly what he did. Let's go. I got a walker.
I'll be there 5 minutes
over here.
Guy, you know. But I mean, I remember the difficulties of getting where we're at, you know, and someone has to give up a little. You know, or you go to, I can see if you went to the two from each community and then added an independent or two. But you got to have an odd number, otherwise things don't get done sometimes. So, yeah. I mean,
strong wheel of advice.
Yeah. Well, that's just going through life, you know. But,
we laugh because we haven't even noticed.
Yeah. But I guess I've answered everything. I don't think that's the elephant in the room. I think they're discussing it. I just don't know that they can move forward, you know, that's all. And it could be in 5 years they do it, you know. It's not a bad thing. I think discussion's the first part. That's my 2 cents.
Thank Yes, sir.
Okay, I'll bet cleanup. I won't go through everything. It's lots of people said lots of things. I think I agree it'll be in the teeth of relicensing, which will be super expensive, even if everything goes your way. There's going to be a lot of cost to that, but there could be some opportunities there too. I think that there's an opportunity for SEPA on the one hand and member utilities on the other hand to develop a really unified grid that plays to everybody's strength. SEPA could take over the dispatch for the region. Member utilities handle all customer issues hand in hand because of a really strong demand side management effort where SEPA as a wholesaler can develop financing mechanisms and opportunities for member utilities to save electricity, and every kilowatt saved prevents you spending massive amounts of money on a hydro project. Adding some diversity to the fuel mix would be great, and there's all sorts of interesting technologies on this now. I'll skip to the last one, which is the board composition. I get that there's a concern about alternates, but you know, in a way, it's cumbersome, but it's almost like a farm team, right? And you bring in, you know, I mean, Tor's here, Clint was here, he was new, Jeremy's new. I mean, you've got all these people who are able to come in. And it really is a chance for the communities and SEPA to educate folks about what's going on. You know, Robert's been on and off. Robert has been on and off. And so it's really, I actually become a real fan of alternates, even though it is cumbersome. I don't care how many board members you have. I just think you should have an odd number. Because sometimes y'all don't agree. And what are you going to do when it's 3-3 or 5-5 or 6-6 and people run to their corners and then you get them blocked. And sometimes, you know, our opinions are not okay. That's just from experience.
Okay. Joel, thank you. So, my brain is spinning around everything that we captured, and it's really good. But I think for me, just to let you guys know, sometimes when we're talking about all these topics, my brain's trying to put all the pieces together and take several steps out in front, and so I have to rein it back. So what we want to look at is question 8. So if you will,
it doesn't list here. But let me look in the survey data. So 25 is really where we want to go. Yeah, it's a little different. So page 25, if you get a little confused, you'll see that like question 8 is in there twice, question 10 is in there twice. The reason it is that once it's in the raw data, so the information is there just as it was done. And then what we did for question 8 specifically, because they were written in, we made a judgment call and we read those and we thought, okay, they fit into these categories in some way. And so how would we categorize the sentences or the words that were put in there, and so we recategorized those. So on page 25 is really how we look at that. And we recategorized things there on page 25, and then on page 27, if you look at that, the very top table is really what we're going to be discussing here. Okay? So what we're trying to do is prioritize the issues. And we have gone through, based on the survey, Scott mentioned it, that there is an aided and an unaided.
Eight was unaided. In other words, we didn't have anything down that you just checked or ranked or required that. You actually filled in the blank. You told what's important to you. Question 10 was aided. There were things there, you ranked those things, and then we went forward from there. So to me, this the one of those things, surveys are a little awkward to me, and then you get the results and you think, oh, this is good information to have. So based on your complete independent evaluation and filling in the survey, this is what we found. So question 8, unaided. Question 10, aided. 8 had it in this order. Board, organizational government, 11 mentions. Power supply, 9 mentions. Marketing, communications, member services was 7. Administration was 7 mentions. Engineering operations, 2. And we had 0 mentions of information technology, environmental, permitting, safety, hazardous materials. So, interesting thing, if we look at 10, which was the aided and you all ranked them, there was very little change in all actuality. And we when we evaluate this, we do this completely separately. We don't look, we rank things, then we count. And then we look at the two, just like we're doing here. So, amazingly enough, that there are a few things, very few things, that we have to determine here in the way we're discussing and the order that we're going to address these topics tomorrow. So, one is between organizational governance and power supply. The question is, which order you want those actually discussed? And I can just take this as a show of hands. How many people would like to start with the power supply? And then how many people would like to start with board and organizational governance? And remember, when we start talking about these things, we're not going to dig in and address these and solve the problems. The goal is to set a plan that will dig into these and solve the problems. And that's where we will take this.